getting real hype right now. It's just about to get real, isn't it, Pat? I want to taste it, baby. Let's go.
Oh man, I have no idea how to come in after that. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 437. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a long rambling track from Titus Andronicus. That song is called Real Talk, and it's on the band's new album, A Productive Cough, which came out last week, March 2nd, on Merge Records. That Brooklyn band there has done some growing. Everything is, just rollicking now. Not tight in punk rock, It's a weird one. Listen to that one. You may find that you really enjoy that one, or you might be a little upset. So who knows? That's what all those Spotify and whatever services are for, right? Anyway, lots of good music for you this week. Let's jump right into it. This is an excellent new album from Lucy Dacus. The song I'm going to play is called Nonbeliever.
You threw your books into the river. Told your mom that you're a non-believer. She said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay. You say nobody loves a city. Nobody loves what can't love them back. One-way ticket in your pocket. What happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you'd never forget the little ones when you got big. Do I owe you? What did I forget?
The Breeders there with the song Howl at the Summit. That's on the new album All Nerve, which just came out last week, March 2nd, on 4AD Records. Confession time, never really been a big Breeders fan. Certainly I liked the heyday of Last Splash, and so this album did appeal to me because it is a return to that lineup, but I'm kind of iffy on it. I think they're solid songs, but to just Breeders in general, maybe not my thing. Before that, we heard from Lucy Dacus with the song Non-Believer. That's on the new album Historian, which also came out March 2nd. This one on Matador Records. That is a fantastic album with just unbelievable lyrics. You're going to see that one pop up in everyone's year-end list. It's just really that good. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, let's jump into a set here a little louder. This is the Dolly Rots with the song Get Radical.
Counterparts. It's not a weakness, there's no reason.
man, this podcast is just flying by. We started things off there with the Dolly Rots from Los Angeles. The song is called Get Radical, and it's the A-side of a new 7-inch that's backed with a cover of Rancid's Ruby Soho. Just came out March 2nd on Wicked Cool Records and worth picking up. After that, we heard from American Nightmare. The song I played was Gloom Forever. It's on the band's new self-titled album. Just came out February 16th on Rise Records. The band used to be kind of a straight-up hardcore band. They reunited, and I think there's definitely some post-hardcore happening in there, and I really, really happy about it. I think this is better than the times I used to see them way back when. And then we ended that set with a Kansas City band called Dicta. And that song is called Ice Cream and Muscle Relaxers, and it's on the new album Lucrative Talent Showcase, which they put out themselves on February 14th. The band's playing around town. I have not caught them yet, but I will based on the strength of that that song. And there's another one on there I really like as well. So anxious to see what they come up with a live show. Anyway, let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 437. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram as at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 11th, we've got Ott playing at the Riot Room. They Might Be Giants, the 13th, the Truman, or you can see the Rubes at Voltaire on the 13th. On the 15th, the Oppers are playing at Record Bar, and that's with Deco Auto and Witch Jail, so that'd be a good show. On the 18th, Cro-Mags are at the Riot Room. On the 19th, Prigs are playing at the Mini Bar, or the Brass is playing a show at the Come and Go. On the 21st, Schwervon is at the Brick. The 24th, Casket Lottery is at the Bottleneck, or Emmeline Twist is at the Brick. The 26th, you'll find the Whiffs at the Record Bar. There is a Billy Johnson celebration at the Uptown on the 25th, I think. I should have mentioned that. Not sure even what that's going to be, but I'll give you more details when I know more. On the 29th, the Whiffs are playing at the Voltaire. And then there's a Big Star and, somebody else tribute at the Record Bar on the 30th. I don't remember. 31st, Schwervon is playing at the Brick, and then we get our way into April. Got shows coming up from Pale Waves, Julian Baker, Dashboard Confessional, etc. That are somewhat interesting to me. Looking at the website, there should be more up there, but there's not yet. You will find photos and video and of the Septic Flesh Dark Funeral and the Diana Christ show that happened at the Riot Room about a week ago. Hopefully we'll get those photos up of the Red Kate release show at Mills that also featured Martian. And very, very soon there'll be photos up of the Bully show that happened just a couple days ago at the Record Bar. Anyway, we got one track left. Let's wrap it up here. I'm going to play a track by Andrew W.K. He's got a new album called You're Not Alone that just came out last week, March 2nd, on Sony Music. A song I'm going to play is called Ever Again. Let me give you a confession. I don't think I've even ever heard Andrew W.K. before, but I didn't know what to expect. I mean, it's a cult, right? And then I listened to this album, and oh my God, it is a cult. And there's some things in here that kind of make me laugh and kind of make me smile in a lordy sort of ridiculous way. But most of it, it's not really my thing. But you know what? It is definitely the thing of a lot of people, and this is a religion. And let them have at it. So we'll end things here. This is Andrew W.K. with the song Ever Again.
Changes, but I'm living proof that they do, because I